so horrible.
That is the sound of me applying sun cream to myself, which is something that I absolutely hate. But the reason I'm applying sun cream to myself is because it was a baking day yesterday, by which I'm referring, of course, to the fact that it was sunny and it was hot, just in case you were a bit confused and thought that maybe the three of us had thought, oh, well, we're in Canada, but we could go outside and see what's around and see the sights, but... No. To be honest, I fancy, I don't know about you lads, but I fancy staying indoors and maybe making a brioche. We applied the sun cream because it was an absolutely scorching day, and we were going to be spending that day on a horse. Well, on three horses, in fact. A horse each, basically. And we've dolloped from all sorts of different places, and I thought that it might be nice to do an audio dollop from a horse. We're going to hear some stories from our guide, who is leading our horse-based adventure, trekking through Banff. In Canada. He'll be telling us an old story about a Canadian tribe. And we'll be hearing some interesting facts about mules, and I shall be singing to some mules. Those stories and those discussions will be interspersed between some horse-based ambience, which includes, you'll be pleased to hear, maybe you're thinking, well, this sounds all very well and good, a story about an old Canadian tribe, but I'm not sure, I'm a busy person, I've got a lot to do, maybe I'll just switch this off and I'm not sure I've got the time. Well, stay there for a second, because we've got horse-based ambience, including the sounds of horses pissing and farting. Oh, yes. Now I'm definitely tuning in. I might even listen to this twice. So that's what's coming up. And so let us now join our tour guide, Brandon, for Dollop 212, Dolloping from a Horse.
I'm afraid, sir, is that some recording equipment I can see in your pocket?
Yes. I'm afraid the horses don't like it when you record them. We protect the horses' identities at all time. Would you be getting them to whinny in that recording, sir?
Now, Winnie couldn't make it today.
Winnie's a bear, sir.
Most often when the train comes through here, you won't hear it blow its horn. Whenever you do, that means there is something on the tracks, usually an elk. And the train does not stop. So if the horn doesn't do it, there's going to be one less elk in the valley.
Our trains usually get delayed if there's a few leaves on the track.
Oh, really?
You don't even stop for an elk. Oh, shaking your tail a bit there, my friends. You'll intimidate the horses doing that, Michael. Michael's just shaking his tail at the horses, everybody.
This is their favorite corner to stop and go pee. They almost always get at least two. The mules that the packers use are younger and very temperamental and are not afraid to demonstrate their dislike of something. For example, music they don't like. The packers will all, what they'll do, because the packers ride out alone, so to keep, you know, to kind of deter the bears, they'll take a stereo with them and play some music.
Yeah. Is there a particular song that, or musical style that deters bears more than others?
Not really. The grizzly bears actually kind of like rock and roll.
Ah, okay.
But the mules actually are pretty picky about what genres they like.
Oh, right. So what kind of genres does a mule like then?
Oh, there's lots.
Music.
Some of them like country, some of them like folk, some of them like rock.
You know. Yeah.
So the packers actually have to go, whenever they get a new mule, they actually have to go through their little playlist.
Go through the playlist,
and figure out if there's any songs that the mules hate, because if you play that while they're on the trail, they'll just stop.
Oh, it'd be interesting. So, play one of our songs or our CD to a mule and see if it's mule compatible. We would happily sit, the three of us, sing to a mule and see what happens.
That would be awesome. It's actually because of cattle that country music became a genre of music. If you're a rancher and you're out on your horse and you're looking through the pasture for your cows, the last thing you want to do is surprise them. Because if you sneak up on them and you surprise your cows, they're gone. So what the old cowboys used to do is they'd go out and they would sing. They'd sing about how their lady done them wrong, or how they were going to be in the bottle later, or how the dog died, and all those great country music themes. And if the cows hear you coming, so they hear you singing, then they'll stay put, because they know it's happening.
Or maybe they'll think, I'm not going to run, because he's had a depressing enough day as it is. His woman's just left him. We don't want to rub salt into the wound.
Well, that might be okay. And here's two of our mules right here.
Ah, here's a little song. Da 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 da. How are they responding there?
So far, so good.
Excellent. They like a good C major scale, the mules.
Seems like. Yeah, well, if they didn't, they would have let you know.
Yeah, well, there we go.
But there's actually a couple places around here that have some pretty cool stories about the shadows on their mountain. And the best one, there's a mountain about 4 hours away over in BC called, beside a town called Fernie. And the story goes that back in the day, there was a surveyor named William Fernie, and as he was mapping routes through the mountains and everything, he found a local native tribe, and as he was talking to them, he noticed that the chief's daughter had this beautiful polished black rock as part of her necklace, and he knew right away that it had to be coal. And so he thought he'd struck a gold mine, so he asked the chief where he had got it, but he refused to tell him because it was a sacred spot for their tribe. So eventually, Fernie struck a deal with the chief that if he showed him where the coal mine was, he would marry the chief's daughter. But as soon as the chief showed him, Fernie took off and went right back to his company. And they came in and they set up a town and they named it after him in his honor. And the town of Fernie is, the actual town was a mining town. The story goes that the tribe's medicine man actually put a curse on the valley in revenge for what Fernie did to the tribe. The actual town of Fernie has flooded twice and burnt down once. And at a certain time of the day, it's around 4 or 5 o'clock, if you look up at the southwest face of the mountain, the shadows actually make the outline of a horse and a rider. And so the locals call it the Ghost Rider of Fernie, and they say it's the chief's spirit still chasing William Fernie for what he did. And actually, 3 years ago, they actually had a ceremony in the town where the local native tribe ceremoniously lifted the curse. So they take it very seriously over there, but it's very cool. You look up and you can see it looks exactly like somebody on a horse.
And so, thank you for listening to today's Dollop taking place on the back of a horse. Thank you to Brandon, our guide, for the stories. And we should be back tomorrow with Dollop 213. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.